And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, wrapping up here our conversation with Linda Glasgow and Doug Tippin here as we continue with the Riley County Historical Museum, talking about the military road from Fort Leavenworth to Fort Riley and all the markers along the road. I got about 5 minutes here left in the program. Doug, I'll just kind of throw it back to you. What else should we know about this project?
Okay. The use of the military road pretty much ended about 1866 because that's when the railroad started coming in. And I also like to mention that there were a lot of people that came into our area for employment at Fort Riley because they were doing a lot of construction in the 1850s, particularly limestone buildings. And a lot of the folks that came in were stonemasons. And one example would be Jacob Thier, who homesteaded southwest of Manhattan. And so there was a lot of employment. A lot of the farmers in the area sold hay and grain and such to Fort Riley. So it created a lot of jobs. And as we mentioned earlier, a lot of people would contract with the government to carry products back and forth from port to port. There's another little project I've been working on, too, dealing with the trails. There was a trail that went from Fort Riley to Fort Kearney, Nebraska. And the military used it, and also the Mormons used it. The Mormons, a group came from the Kansas City area to Fort Riley. They were stonemasons. And then they decided to go on to Utah with the other Mormons. And in doing so, they went across, we think, two different routes, western Riley County. We found some swales in, up around Leonardville. And also we think they kind of paralleled the Republican River up through Clay County into Washington County. And I've been helping Washington County mark their trail. Two summers ago, we placed a limestone marker south of Washington, Kansas, along Highway 15, because there was a Mormon Springs that was nearby where the Mormons would camp. So that's another group that used these roads and trails also. So hopefully someday we'll have Kansas pretty well marked with the military roads.
Yeah, what a neat deal here. Something maybe you didn't know here today about just the military road and all of its uses here, and the fact that there's still, you know, you can still see some of the remnants here of that, not just in the map, but as you mentioned, some of the trails, little divots and stuff. Again, Linda, the markers, if people want to look at the map, they can do that. These are available at the museum.
Yes, they are, and on the website of the Riley County Historical Museum.
Okay. Well, good stuff here. And, again, there's a lot of stops along the way, and, boy, this would make a good day trip for anybody that wants to maybe learn a little history here.
If anyone is interested, they can just give me a call. I also have a PowerPoint on the military road if anyone's looking for a program or something. I can do that.
That would be great for an educator, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Well, great. So, Doug, we've got a couple more minutes here, but just how did you get involved with this, and why do you feel this to be so important?
Well, I was an educator, taught history, and have always been interested in Kansas history. And we came to Manhattan in 1965, and from that time on, I've done a lot of work with Riley County history. And I just like history, and it's one of these things, if someone doesn't do something in the future, it's all going to get lost and people will forget about it. So I think it's important for future generations to do some of these type of projects.
Yeah, it's always neat to find out how we became what we are here today. And so this is another project that just highlights more of that. Again, thanks for being here and thanks for sharing this great information with us.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right, again, Doug Tippin, who's heading up the Military Road Marker Project, Linda Glasgow, archivist and librarian with the Riley County Historical Museum, and that'll do it for In Focus here today on News Radio KMAN.
Thanks so much, Brandon. Just about 9:59 here at News Radio KMAN. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, it's our City Day. There'll be a legislative session for the City Commission after a week break, and then we'll have City Mayor Mike Dodson and Manager Ron Fear in studio with us for a full hour. Coming up next, we'll have the GMCF Community Hour. Dave Lewis is going to step over to the other side of the glass, and I'll be on this side of the glass. And then after that, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game. Usual rundown here at News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.
This is CBS News on the